Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yo, welcome into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thank you so much for hanging out. The Bears survive. 24-17 is the final against the Tennessee Titans. There is a lot to talk about from this game. A ton. So I'm glad that you're with us, and I'm glad now that we start the football season, our new sponsor, Remy Martin, is along for the ride. We appreciate them. I'm going to be doing a special video at the end of the night with my Remy Martin nightcap, which is basically a little Remy Martin, a little bit of ginger beer. After I go and listen to all the press conferences and what have you, I have a little something for the folks on the YouTube page. So if you're listening to this audio only, you should subscribe to the YouTube page. There's going to be a lot of content there, and Remy Martin partnered up with us specifically to do something on the YouTube page. So search for House of L on YouTube later on tonight. You'll get the alert, and it'll be up there, and we'll do a couple more minutes about this. But let me get into our first reaction post-game of the first game of the season. There's a lot of ugly in there. The beauty of it is that the Bears won, and that's something that everyone should keep in mind. And I was surprised at how many people were upset at the idea of, well, I wanted this to look better. Of course you wanted it to look better. It looked really terrible offensively. But winning buys you time. This is why throughout the entire offseason, you saw me hold back on going like full meatball on this. We have to remember that we've all seen this before. I don't care how heralded a rookie quarterback is. Rookies struggle. Yes, there have been outliers. Sam Darnold's first game as a pro. Also Sam Darnold's game today. But his first game as a pro. And then what we saw from CJ Stroud after his first game as a pro and what he continues to do down in Houston, the Bears' next opponent, by the way. I'm terrified of that. I'll explain why a little bit later on. But this is what it usually looks like. Caleb was uncomfortable. The Bears' offensive line did not help him at all. They were a big part of the issue. They weren't the only issue, but they were a big part of the issue. They struggled to protect the young man. They made him get the ball out quick. We were warned. our guy Matt Bowen told us about what Denard Wilson was going to try and do defensively. And I think that he did his job. I don't see how you can have any problem with what he did defensively. And then you look at the numbers for Caleb Williams, and they're horrible. Hard to get to 4,000 when your first game, you don't break 100. 14, 29, 93 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions, and a passer rating of 56.7. You look at the long plays today for the Bears. The longest play was a 20-yard run by DeAndre Swift. 20, 14, 13, 11. Those were the longest plays from scrimmage for the Bears. They got problems, man. And, yeah, Caleb was not great. You saw him short-arm throws. You saw him get a bunch of throws batted down at the line of scrimmage. Even when he tried to change, like, arm angles, like, that was problematic for him. You saw them struggle to run the ball effectively in this game. You saw the center being folded up nice and neat. You saw Nate Davis being replaced. They were playing musical chairs at the right guard position. And the struggle was real. And this is the scary part. Like, if you do want to take a ride to Negative Town, the scary part about this is that this is kind of a middle of the road, maybe bottom of the NFL team that you played. What's going to happen when you go up against a defense like the one you're playing next week in Houston? Defensively, it looked like the Titans had the Bears' number for a while. They were doing a great job of using the Bears' aggression against them. There was some misdirection stuff that they were using. They were getting Pollard out in space, and he was a problem for the Bears in this game. And then the Bears clamped down. Will Levis did dumb stuff, because Will Levis does dumb stuff. He's tough, and he showed you some toughness. He straight up Cutler Edmonds on that run. But he does dumb stuff, and he did it twice. And the second time he got burned, where he's like, oh, I'll just flip the ball out to the sideline, and that way I won't take a sack. Sometimes taking a sack is the right play. And Tyreek Stevenson was like, wait, what's this? Oh, look, it's a touchdown for me. And dumb plays like that can change a game. And it did in this one. So the Bears defense got itself corrected. Usually the mark of a winning defense is 17 points. And in this NFL, if you can keep a team between like 20 and 23 points, you feel like you should be able to win. You go out there and you made your turnovers, your takeaways count. Special teams did their job outside of Velus Jones fumbling. I promise you that Dan and I are going to talk about this week on the show. They should be embarrassed with their snickering that they did. Oh, he lives on the last episode of Hard Knocks. When they're talking about Velus and Velus continuing to be on the roster. Ball security is a priority. I don't even want to hear about your positional flexibility if you can't hold on to the ball. And it's not like there isn't evidence of this. There has been evidence of this since Velus has been a Bear. And I'm not going to lie to you. It feels like some my guy type shit that they wouldn't allow that if this were a holdover from the Ryan Pace regime. This is their first offensive guy that they drafted, and they've allowed it. Now, they took him off of that. He still got some run. He had a couple of nice plays offensively in the game, but that it's negated because he can't hold on to the ball. So you've got Velus and Nate Davis, two guys that you're counting on, that you put in positions to succeed. You got those two guys, and you effectively benched both of them during this game. That tells me that it wasn't hard to make your roster. That tells me that it was pretty easy for some my guy type stuff to happen. They gave a lot of money to Nate Davis, and he is either incapable or unwilling to be an active participant in what the Bears are doing. And that's too bad. And that means it's a miss. That means it's a miss by Ryan Poles, if that's kind of where things stand with a player like that, that you're now making him a rotational player. That's wild when you have a rookie quarterback who's trying to figure it out. It's stuff like this that can put you in a really bad spot. It's frustrating as all hell, too. Because what are you doing? Like, really, really frustrating stuff. So the Bears special teams and defense did their job. They let you hang around the game long enough for you to win it. They won it. Defense and special teams. It's a great formula. I know people were expecting jetpacks. You might still get the jetpacks. You just weren't going to get them in week one. And I was trying to tell you that you weren't going to get them in week one. And it's okay. None of this stuff, to me, is a referendum on Caleb Williams at all. Yet, he's building a body of work. And this was the first game. It didn't look good at all. There was nothing accomplished from an offensive standpoint. You had a lot of plays where guys were in the same spot. I didn't like that. You had some clear misses by Caleb Williams too. Guys that were open, that were beating guys by steps that he just missed. Some of it was pressure. Some of it wasn't. Passes over the middle that were just a little bit behind guys. Close enough for them to catch it, but not close enough for them to maybe do something with it. Those are all things that you hope are going to get better with a little bit more experience and refining of technique and just him understanding how an NFL game works. There are great players all over the field. Even in some of the games again that he played in college, there weren't great players on every level of a defense. And even a team like Tennessee has great players on every level of their defense. They also had a good plan. And now he understands. Well, maybe he understands. I don't know. I don't want to speak for him. But now he'll get an opportunity to go look at himself in those moments and go, how can I get better? And there's nothing about Caleb Williams that says that he isn't going to take the opportunity to try and get better. So that's the next thing. Now you got one under your belt. It didn't go the way that you had envisioned. Now let's see what happens next week. Tough, tough opponent next week for them. That game could be really ugly and scary. So there's a lot of corrections that need to be made. I am so happy that Badlands Pets Superfood Complete is back on House of L. So I don't have a dog, but I have a friend who has a dog, and that dog has kind of become my best friend. His name is Pudge. He's adorable. He's a Morkie, a Maltese Yorkie mix. So I said, I want to bring over Badlands Pets Superfood Complete and have Pudge try it. And if he liked it, then we were going to stick with Badlands Pets and keep it going. He loved it. We mixed it with a little bit of water. He's a teeny tiny guy, 7 pounds. We mixed it with a little bit of water, and he absolutely loved it. And now, when it's mixed with his other foods, he sifts through that to get to Badlands Pets Superfood Complete. Between that and the mission that Katherine Heigl has been on, I feel like it's a company that House of L should be partnered with for a long time. And you're going to be the beneficiary of this. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/Loho. I'll say it again. BadlandsRanch.com/Loho. And if you order right now, we're going to give you 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things just like my guy Pudge did, go to BadlandsRanch.com/Loho. BadlandsRanch.com/Loho. We're going to give you 50% off. Pudge is going to be happy. You're going to be happy. Your doggo is going to be happy. We're happy that Badlands Ranch is back with House of L, and we hope that you benefit from it and your doggo loves it.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask New People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
I want to talk about Matt Eberflus, too. Now, I give Matt Eberflus some credit. His team, defensively and special teams, they did the hits principle. They hung in there. The sideline didn't crack or fracture. They stayed in the game long enough to come back and win it. But it's okay for you to have questions about him after this game. It's okay for you to have questions about Ryan Poles after this game and some of the choices that were made. Whenever I bring up the concept of preseason, I always get pushback from people who cover the team. Always. And I know that there are plenty of teams that take their third preseason game, or in the case of the Bears this year, their fourth preseason game, and just shut it down because of the risk-reward aspect. And anytime that I've brought it up, you hear people go, "Well, was 20 more snaps going to make them better?" And my answer to that is yes. You mean to tell me that more practice doesn't make people better at what it is that they do? I think that you should do it. And I get that there's a balance of risk reward. Look how sloppy the Bears were. They were like penalized. You had guys lining up wrong. There was all sorts of stuff that was sloppy today. And maybe your Hallis Hall practices aren't getting it done. To have 22 days between games, that's kind of what it looks like. And I get it. The schedule wasn't really in their favor either, where you go from playing a game on Saturday and then the turnaround to a Thursday night game in the third or fourth week of the preseason. For whatever reason, Matt Eberflus's teams are not sharp in week one. They got away with it 2 years ago in the monsoon. They got away with it again today. But in each of those three games, that you see Matt Eberflus coach for the Bears in week one, it has been sloppy. Like, super sloppy. So, yeah, man. It wasn't a great day for them, other than you do walk away with the win. And that is the most important part. I can't stress that enough. I know that it wasn't aesthetically pleasing. I know that you didn't have a good time watching that game. I know that it had you in knots watching that game. I get it. But think about how worse you feel if they don't win. If they didn't win the game, you would have felt horrendous. You would have felt like, oh man, really? So take some solace in that. That at least, at the very least, they were able to pull this game out and take a deep breath. These are sometimes the types of losses or wins that feel like losses that allow for there to be growth. It allows for a lot of coaching that can go on between now and Sunday Night Football next week. But the offense, there is a legitimate chance that the offense looks worse next week because of the talent and the style of defense that is played in Houston. It could be even worse. But if you lose this game, considering what Houston probably has for you next week, it would feel like a giant boulder is on everyone's back had they lost. So at least we all get to take a deep breath and go, and say, okay, can they fix what their fatal flaws are as a team? With Caleb, the answer to that question is unknown, because we don't know. The hope is that this was a great learning experience for him, and we'll never see him be this bad again. You talk about putting in a floor. He put in a floor today with his performance. And now we'll see if he can build off of that foundation. But I still think that third down play was important. And I might be the only one. I could be on an island for that. That third down play to me was smart and important. It's third and long. You're not going to be able probably to pick up the first down. You've got to salvage yards. You've got to give your guy, Cairo Santos, an opportunity to make a kick, and he did. And it helped put some pressure on Tennessee. A win is a win. It's ugly, but there's a lot to discuss. Like, don't get me wrong. But you'd rather it be in a win than in a loss. So that's where things stand with the initial reaction. I thank you so much for listening. Thanks to Remy Martin, our new sponsor. Woo! Go out and get yourself some Remy Martin and enjoy yourself. They're a new sponsor of House of L. Shoot, I want you to take pictures of the Remy Martin ginger beer concoction and tweet it to me at Lawrence W. Holmes. They're a good sponsor, and we will have a nightcap once I go back and look at all of the press conferences and read some stuff, and we'll get it to you on the YouTube page. So if you're listening on Spotify or you're listening on Apple, become a subscriber to the YouTube page. It's free. It's not going to cost you anything, but it does help. It helps with the growth of this pod, and you guys have been amazing in that regard. I will talk to you all this week on The Score, and of course on the nightcap here on the YouTube page for House of L. Peace!
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Make no mistake, Trump-backed Bernie Moreno was a MAGA mistake for black families in Ohio.
We're not going to replace racism in this country from decades ago with a new form of racism, which is what DEI is.
If Bernie Moreno is elected senator, he will support the MAGA playbook and implement the thinly disguised Racist Project 2025 agenda. That means ending diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that exist to correct the impacts of racism. MAGA extremists like Moreno believe programs that have helped our families are entitlement programs, but they have no problem giving their buddies a boost by passing more tax giveaways for rich folks like themselves. Black Americans like me have worked hard and persevered in fighting for a fair shot. We've come too far to let self-serving extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. That's why we must re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. He has fought for equal opportunity for black families and will continue to do so. Go to OhioVoterGuide.org and register by October 7th. Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.